This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage, where our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of these teams is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Players, you ready? Come on, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. All right, we had a traffic jam in the old tunnel there. Welcome to Starcade. Nice to have all of you here, and of course, nice to have our contestants here. Let's meet them right now. Your name is?
Felicity O'Mara.
Felicity, nice to know you. And yours?
Zephyr O'Mara.
Zephyr, how you doing?
Fine.
What is the one thing that your mom, Felicity, gets mad at you about?
Watching TV too much.
Watching too much TV, huh? Yeah, I know how that is. Well, we wish you and Felicity good luck today. And your name is?
John Santo.
John, how you?
Okay.
I know somebody named just like you.
Really?
Yeah. This man right here, your name?
John Santo.
Nice to see the two of you. You must be a junior then.
Yes, I am.
Well, you know what? You're going to stand on your own today. You can drop the junior.
Okay.
Okay, you guys. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of the team here is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Black Widow today. So you team shake hands and get ready. Let's go play Starcade. Let's head to the podiums. And while they head over there, Kevin, tell us what five games they're going to have to deal with today.
Today's games include munching, bumping, flapping, jumping, and zapping, starting with Super Pac-Man. And the great one is back super size. Then it's Bump and Jump, a frantic, bumpy, jumpy run. Time Pilot, and you're caught in a time warp. And then Joust, a flap over beastie eggs. And finally, Zor, and you're flying low. Jeff?
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Those are today's five games. All of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is ask Kevin to whisper the name of the mystery game to our home audience. Kev?
Our mystery game today is Joust.
There we go. They know what it is now, and it's up to us to guess. I'm going to ask you a question, O'Meara's and Santos. If the first one to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, you'll pick the first video game, video arcade game we're going to play. Everybody ready? Hands on buzzers. Here's the question. What flavor is the ice cream on the first level of Food Fight? Is it A, vanilla, or B, chocolate? Santos.
Vanilla.
Vanilla is right. Yeah. I thought you were going to say chocolate, John. It looked like you were going to say chocolate.
Oh.
But vanilla was right. So you get to pick the first game. Which of those five games would you like to start off with?
I'll choose Zor.
Zor. Zor is the game. And to find out how to play that game, we'll ask our own Zorhead.
That's okay, Jeff. I heard you Zor in your sleep. I am Zor. I am alone. All of my comrades have been shot down, but the Federation is not yet defeated. I am here, and I am not afraid. My craft is swift, my aim sure, and I can maneuver to the left, to the right, up and down, and score big on the enemy installation ships and planes. I can even taunt them and score by touching down momentarily on their airstrips. We are not defeated as long as I, Zor, still fly.
All right, John Jr. and John Sr. are going to have 50 seconds to play Zor. Which one of you is going to play the game?
I am.
All right. Why did you pick Zor?
It's the best game that I've played here.
All right. For, give you a little hint, and Felicity and Zephyr, you might want to listen to. The lower Zor flies, the faster he attacks. So it's a little tougher down there, but you can score more points.
Okay.
All right. You have 50 seconds. John Sr., you can cheer him on. Get ready. Whoa. Don't lose me here. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go. Good. Oh, too bad. 43 seconds. Plenty of time, John. Flying real low and fast. All right, shooting up a storm. Look out. Good. 35 seconds. Now we're high. Dropping down. Oh, no. Too bad. Look out. 15 seconds. Now you got some score. Now you're picking up 8 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. 2,580. You ran out of ships there, John. What do you think? What do you think, John?
I think he was nervous.
Okay, let's head back. Let's find out what happens when the Santos come down. Sorry. I meant the old mirrors. Zephyr, how you doing? All right. Felicity, you're going to have to come down just a little faster because we only have a half an hour show today. Okay? You want to turn around, please, both of you? And who is going to play Zor? Zephyr is going to play Zor. Okay, Zephyr, you watched what happened, did you?
Yeah.
Remember, if you fly low, you attack faster, fly higher, and you attack slower, but a little easier up there.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to go? All right, let's turn around. If you come over here, Felicity, you can cheer him on. On your mark, get set, play. A lot of explosions, haven't hit anything yet. There you go. Another fighter coming up. Go there. There you go. They got you again. You have one more shot at about 25 seconds, effort. Got to hit something. Oh, no. Too bad. They got you, my friend. And that means you're out of business right now. Come on up here, Felicity. Only 80 points. A little bit of bad luck. We'll be back in a minute. Just you can't play it anymore. We'll be back in a minute to see who gets to choose the next game right here on StarKid.
Everywhere.
Some of the StarKade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. The StarKade audience travels by way of Trailways bus lines. No bus, plane, or train gets you there cheaper than Trailways. Go Big Red, go Trailways. The grand prize today on StarKade is the video arcade game Black Widow. The spider's the thing in this game of bugs. The Black Widow pursues them all, blitzing them out of her web. It's the Black Widow furnished by Atari. And now back to StarKade with Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, Amiras, you had a little rough time with Zor there, but let's see what the score is after the first game. The Amiras have 80 points. Santos with 2,580. All right, Santos. You're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. Amiras, you want to answer this question if you can, because I'm sure you'd like to choose the next game we're going to play. All right, hands on buzzers. There are two flags in the upper screen of Puyan. The left one tells you what screen number you're playing. What does the other one tell you? A, the number of wolves left to kill in that round, or B, the number of pigs left? Santos.
Number of wolves.
Number of wolves, right you are. Okay, John. That means you get to pick the game. Which one of those games to the left do you want to play?
Bump and jump.
Bump and jump. Okay, bump and jump it is. Now, let's find out how bump and jump goes. We'll ask Kevin.
It's time to put the pedal to the metal and roll on down the speedway. Or, if you'd rather, fly on down the speedway, because you're not driving a regular car. Yours can jump over as well as go around cars and other hazards you'd otherwise run into. Watch out for the rocks, push your way through the cars, and jump when you can't drive, because you're a bump and jump away from winning.
All right, bump and jump it is. Now, John Jr., you played the last game, Zor. So, John Sr., it's up to you this time. You ready to go?
I'm all set.
I'll give you a couple of hints about bump and jump, and you might want to listen to Amiras. Stay as close to center as you can. Keep your speed up to about 100. And if you jump, it looks like you're going to go in the drink. You can just veer to the left a little bit and land on the narrow road. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, wish you good luck. You have 50 seconds to play this game. Ready, get set, play. Okay, there we go. Bounce those cars into the side if you can. There you go. There you go. a jump coming up shortly. Seconds. Be careful. Here, jump. No, didn't make the jump. 12 seconds to go. Might have time for a little more. 10 seconds. Here we go. Time for more. Yeah. Knock him into the side if you can. Jump. Good jump. 1,840. 1,840. Okay, John. Not bad.
Not bad.
Same amount of tension going on the freeway, right?
That's for sure.
All right, head on back, and we'll bring the mirrors down. All right, Felicity and Zephyr. Now, Zephyr, you played the last game. I know you want to watch it, but turn your head out here, will you, Zephyr? All right, my friend. You played the last game, so Felicity, you're up this time. Now, I understand on Robotron, you got how many points?
2,765,000.
Wow, so you're not just long for the ride, are you?
No.
All right, Felicity is a game player. All right, on this one, you heard the hints that I gave to them. Same thing goes for you. You'll have 50 seconds to play it and a chance to score some points here. All right, ready? Get set, play. Ah, oh, good, that's the way to play it. Way to go. Head on back. Come on, Zephyr. Head on back. We're going to add up all the scores and find out who's going to play the name of the game board. Both teams had a chance to play Zor and Bump and Jump, and now one team is going to play for a very special prize. We're going to total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. Omiras, you caught up a little bit. Your score is 2,744. Santos, your score is 4,420. You guys are still in the lead. Come on down here. Okay, John and John, that's a perfect position there. Behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you win a marvelous prize. Who's going to go first? Big John will go first. All right, then you go in order. Then Big John, then Little John. All right, turn around, please. In the upper left-hand screen, is that Omega Race or Sinistar?
Sinistar.
Sinistar is right. Good, John. Screen number two, is that Tutankham or Dungeons & Dragons?
Tutankham.
Tutankham is right. Good. Screen number three. Is that Frog Race or Frogger?
Frogger.
Frogger is right. And screen number four. Is that Gyrus or Galaga?
Galaga.
No. Yes, Galaga is right. Yes, you are right. Good for you. You got all four. I'm proud of you, Big John. You're all right there. Let's find out what Kevin has in store for you. Kev?
It's a White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White's Electronics.
Thank you, Kevin. Congratulations to both of you, and we'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade and see who has a chance to win their own video arcade game. Well, let's see. Here we are at round number two. This is the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. And after that, we're going to total up all the scores on all the games, and we're going to find out who's going to get a chance to win that Black Widow video arcade game. Omiras, you need some points here, so good luck on getting this question. Of course, Santos have an equal chance at it. Hands on buzzers. The hamburger buns on the first screen of Burger Time are A, sesame seed buns, B, plain buns. Santos.
Sesame seed.
Yes, John, you've had a chance at choosing the game every single time. Now, if we look up there, we see we have Joust and Time Pilot and Super Pac-Man, and the mystery game has yet to be found. So let's see what happens now. What game are you going to choose?
Joust.
That's the mystery game. Oh, boy, John, this is your lucky day. Let's find out from Kevin what you've won.
It's SICE Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. SICE provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player, SICE.
And congratulations to both of you. Now, let's get down to business, and we'll ask Kevin how you play Joust.
Jousting is not a game. Jousting is a way of life, sire. Ride proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from their mounts. Strike them soundly from the top, then grab up the eggs that fall before they can hatch into more foes. Flap thy wings to avoid danger and enter into the manly sport of jousting. Thy game, sire, is joust.
Okay, while Kevin puts his head back in the sand, John and John, each of you have played a game. Who's going to play this one?
John is.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, I will give you some advice on joust, to take it or not take it, and mirrors you can listen to. The best place to hang out in 40 seconds is under the edges of the middle ledge. So you take a look at that, and if you can follow that advice or not. But we wish you good luck, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have 40 seconds to play joust. Ready? Get set. Play. There you go. Okay, you decided to go for the top. One. Another one, good. Ah, picking them up. 20 seconds. All right. Watch it. Here they come at you. All right, 4,000 points, John. 4,000 points. You head on back. Big John, you go with him. And here come Felicity and Zephyr. You've each played a game. Over here, Zephyr, if you will, please. That's it. You've each played a game. Who's going to play this one?
Me.
You're going to play it. Did you hear the advice I gave John?
Yeah.
You going to follow it?
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll see how you do. You need some points here. You guys are behind. Felicity, you come on over here, if you will, please. You can cheer John, Zephyr on. Ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Got one. Did you get that egg? Look out behind you. Ah, oh, there you are. Got that one. Good. Ah, oh, you got the egg. Good. Here comes the survival wave. Oh, that's it, Zep. 3,000 points. Okay, let's head on back. We'll head on back. We're going to total up all the scores and find out who's going to take Black Widow home with them, or at least who's going to have a shot at doing that. As your mirrors take their places, we total their scores, and we find out that Felicity and Zephyr have a total of 5,744. And the Santos have 8,420. You guys are the winners. Congratulations to John and John Jr. and Felicity and Zephyr. Sorry you didn't win, but we have some nice gifts for you, and thanks for being with us here on Starcade. Hope you had a good time. And now you two are the big winners, and something special is waiting for you. Kev?
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
And not only that, you've won the right to play for our grand prize, your own video arcade game. We'll do that right after these messages.
This isn't an easy thing for me to say, so I'm just gonna...
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive from UMI Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI. And Trigger Command, the joystick making America trigger happy. Comfort, pistol grip, and trigger action, the thumbless approach to higher scores, the Trigger Command joystick from Electra Concepts.
And welcome back to Starcade. Well, John and John, now comes the big challenge. This is a chance to win your own video arcade game. Take it home to Prescott, Arizona with you if you're lucky enough. There's still two games left unplayed, Time Pilot and Super Pac-Man. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Time Pilot, you'd have to score at least 5,910 points. If you pick Super Pac-Man, you'd have to score at least 3,436 points. Now, those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reach your decision and you pick Time Pilot?
Yes.
All right, Time Pilot it is. So that means if you score 5,910 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize. That's Black Widow. So while Kevin tells us about Time Pilot, we'll all go over and get ready to play.
If you've ever dreamed of a journey through time, get ready because you're about to become the Time Pilot, racing your sleek jet at Mach speed, encountering a century of flying machines from the 1910 biplane to the UFOs of the future. Rescue parachuting pilots for extra points as you race through time. 100 years will pass before the eyes of the Time Pilot.
All right, John Jr., I understand you're going to play the game.
Yes, I am.
All right, everybody's wishing for you to get that Black Widow. You have to score 5,910 points or more in 30 seconds. This is Time Pilot. Go after those parachutes.
Okay.
All right, that's the way to get the points. Ready? 30 seconds. Get set. Play. Going for 5,910 points in 30 seconds. Here we go. Doing fine. Don't get hit. There's a parachute. Can you get it? Yes. Good for you. 15 seconds to go. You got 4,000 points. Keep going. If you can find another parachute, you're going to get it. You've got it. You've got it. 6,000. You're way over. Way to go, John. You got yourself a Black Widow. John Sr., way to go. Look out. We'll see you in the next Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards hoping all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
Wardrobe furnished by the Tailored Man of San Francisco. Some of the Starcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.